Welcome to Wells Fargo Treasury Management Client Services. Para español, marque número 6. For general support and passwords, loans, and commercial card expense reporting, press 1. Client Service Officer, 2. International Treasury Management and Foreign Currency Transactions, 3. Check orders, deposit slips, cash vault bags, prepaid card, recognition card, or virtual lockbox, 4. Technical support, 5. To hear these options again, press star. For CEO and commercial card expense reporting, general support, and password resets, press 1. For loan payments and advances, 2. For today's loan rates, 3. For London Interbank Offered Rate, for password resets, press 1. Commercial card expense reporting, 2. General support, 3. To hear these options again, press star. To return...
This call may be monitored or recorded.
Welcome to Wells Fargo Client Services. My name is Virgil Brown. How can I help today?
Hi, Virgil. I need to check on a wire return case I'm working on to see if any progress has been made.
Sure, I'll be glad to assist you. Can I start by asking for your CEO credentials if you're a user on Wells Fargo's Commercial Electronic Office Portal?
Yeah, the user ID is Cardi. CARDI 740. Then my personal ID is KREESE, KREESE.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I had that opposite. Can I have you repeat? I found the company. Can I have you repeat your user ID, please?
It's KREESE, REESE.
Perfect. Can I have your first and last name?
Kara Reese.
Thank you, Kara. Can I have the name of the company, please?
Cardiff Financial Group.
Perfect. Can I have you provide me with your case reference number?
Yeah, it should be NWFTXR21$.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I clarified. So when the officer previously gave you a case, I guess a wire case, was this the reference number they gave you?
I have two numbers written on the page. Maybe it's 5028 2985.
Okay, let me look that up really quick. That sounds familiar. Okay, so this looks like a recall request for a wire of $62,415.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruben. Yeah. For that, those FinPacks, they're approved for $100.
The case was opened Friday. This case looks like it's still in progress.
Can you check the status? Do you know if the other banks, like, received it?
There's no response notes from the other financial institution yet. Our message is out, though. Our message left, yes. Friday, looks like.
Okay, and there's no way for you to know if the other bank reached out to the merchant, their customer?
Well, if the funds are applied into an account, okay, it depends on the scenario. If let's say when the beneficiary bank gets our request, if the funds are actually in someone's account at that institution, then they'll get what they call debit authority from that from that customer to debit their account for the recall request. And then once that's obtained, you know, they'll send back the wire as well as, you know, the notification that they got it and it's sent back. Now, in some events, they don't actually apply funds because the problem with the wire could have been that they didn't have a proper account number. If it was sent to a real person and you know the account number is real at that financial institution, then you're correct in thinking that they would need to obtain debit authority from whoever owns that account at that financial institution. But usually they would send a reply to us telling us that that's the stage that they're in, and I do not see any information from the beneficiary bank at this time yet.
Is it possible to reach out again?
This financial institution has, yes and no. We're constantly reaching out to them. The message is essentially ongoing until they respond.
Okay. For some reason my CEO portal locked me out. Can you let me back in?
Yeah, of course I can. Kara, I just need to ask you the secret questions that you have saved to your profile. Is it okay if I do that right away?
Yeah.
Perfect. So the first question is, what was the first musical instrument you played?
Piano.
Perfect. Next, what was the color of your first car?
Yellow.
Perfect. So do we just need to turn on your existing password? Is that what we need to do to get you back in, whatever it is?
I can't
remember
it.
Or do we need to give you a new one? Okay, so you need a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I can provide you with a new one. Would you like me to give it to you over the phone, or would you prefer an email with it so you don't have to copy it?
No, you can give it to me over the phone. That's fine.
Perfect. So I'll ask for you to copy it before you use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not case sensitive at all. The password is A like Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
I as in India, A like Alpha, B like Bravo, J like Juliet, N like Nancy, the number 77, and then the asterisk symbol.
Okay. Let me just confirm I can get in before I let you go.
Okay.
Okay, I got in. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Anything else I can do? Oh, you too. Thank you, Kara.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye now.